Good morning, brothers, sisters, and friends.
早上好，弟兄姐妹们，朋友们。
Happy Easter.
复活节快乐。
Blessed Easter. 复活节蒙福。
Oh, sorry. 复活节蒙
福。And this is no April Fool's joke.
这个不是愚人节的一个玩笑。
It's such a wonderful redemption from falsehood into truth.
因为神给我们的是一个这样奇妙的一个救赎。
And so I greet you this morning in the name of Jesus the Christ Emmanuel.
所以今天早上我问候大家是以耶稣基督以马内利的名。
Truly we proclaim him as our living Lord and Savior.
我们在这里确实是宣称他是我们活着的救主，也是我们的主。
May his grace and peace accompany us as we affirm and celebrate his aliveness.
当我们在一起确定并且庆祝他的复活的时候，愿他带给我们更多的安慰和平安。
Let us now turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 20.
现在我们翻到约翰福音第二十章。
The Gospel of John, chapter 20.
约翰福音第二十章。
And let us rejoice in the pronouncement of the living word of the living King.
让我们来一起欢欣快乐地读 活生生的神他的活泼的话语。
I will read in English verses 1 to 18.
Pastor Samuel 会用英文从读一到十八节。
And then Sister Ingmiao will read in Chinese verses 19 to 29.
然后我们一起用中文读十九到二十九节。
And then for verses 30 to 31, it will read first in English and then in Chinese.
最后的三十、三十一节，我们先用英文，再用中文一起读。
The Gospel of John, chapter 20.
约翰福音二十章。
Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone has been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him. So Peter and the other disciples started for the tomb.Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and ran and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple who had reached the tomb firstalso went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, Woman,Why are you crying? They have taken my Lord away, she said, and I don't know where they have put him. At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for? Thinking he was the gardener, she said, Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him.Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, Rabboni, which means teacher. Jesus said, Do not hold on to me, for I have yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, I have seen the Lord!And she told them that he had said these things to her.
第十九节，那日就是七日的第一日，晚上门徒所在的地方，因怕犹太人，门都关了。耶稣来站在当中，对他们说：“愿你们平安。”说了这话，就把手和肋旁指给他们看。门徒看见主，就喜乐了。耶稣又对他们说：“愿你们平安。”父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。说了这话，就向他们吹一口气， 说你们受圣灵，你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免了，你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下了。那十二个门徒中有称为底士马的多马，耶稣来的时候他没有和他们同在，那些门徒就对他说，我们已经看见主了。多马却说，我非看见他手上的钉痕，用指头探入那钉痕，又用手探入他的肋旁，我总不信。过了八日，门徒又在屋里，多马也和他们同在，门都关了。耶稣来站在当中说，愿你们平安，就对多马说，伸过你的指头来摸，看着我的肋旁，不要迷惑，总要信。多马说，我的主，我的神。耶稣对他说，你因看见了我才信，那没有看见就信的有福了。
Verse 30 to 31, Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name.
第三十节，耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上，但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣基督是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
Let us now together read verse 28, first in English and then in Chinese.
现在让我们一起先用英文再用中文来读第二十八节。
Thomas said to him, My Lord and my God.
多马说，我的主，我的神。
And let us read verses 30 to 31, first in English and then in Chinese.
然后我们再是先用英文再用中文来读三十三十一节。
Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God,that by believing you may have life in his name.
耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上，但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
Amen.
Amen.
And the God-centering truthThat we are to live by is this.
就是以神为中心的一个真理，我们应该靠此而活着。
Jesus, our Lord and our God, is alive.
就是耶稣，我们的神，我们的主，我们的神，他活着。
Jesus, our Lord and our God, is alive.
耶稣，我们的主，我们的神，他活着。
And let us all read together, both in English and Chinese, as our proclamation.
现在我们大家一起来读，用英文、用中文都可以。
Jesus, our Lord and our God, is alive. Our Heavenly Father,
我们天上的父,
by your Spirit, open the eyes of our hearts,
请你用圣灵来开我们的心眼,
to see the wonder of our living Lord and Savior,
让我们可以看到我们这个复活的主的奇妙,
high and lifted up,
他是高升上天,
so that we will rejoice more truly,
所以我们会更加的欢喜快乐。
As we love and worship Him more deeply.
当我们更深的爱他，更强烈的来敬拜他。
Thank you for giving us this day our living bread.
谢谢你今天赐给我们这样的灵粮。
We pray and give thanks.
我们这样祷告感谢。
In the wondrous saving name of Jesus the Christ.
是靠着耶稣基督那美妙的救护的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So when I was a little boy, when I was still a little boy.
当我还是一个小孩的时候。
On this short stay in Penang, my hometown.
有一次呢，我去我的故乡 Penang 这个城市待了一段时间。
I had a chick for a week.
我拥有一个小鸡达一个星期。
So I'm giving you the picture just in case you think that it's the other kind of chick.
所以我在这里呢，向大家看这个照片。所以知道是什么样子的。
Well, this chick was bought from a roadside vendor who had colored a whole tray of chicks into a burst of different colors.
这个小鸡呢是从一个路边的小贩那里买来的。这个小贩呢把整整很多的小鸡染成了不同的颜色。
And so I did pick out one that was feathered in purple.
所以我选的呢是一个紫色的。
It was a memorable week with the little purple chick.
和这个紫色的小鸡度过的那一周呢，是让我非常难忘的。
Running around the living room as it runs around the living room.
当这个小鸡在客厅里跑来跑去的时候呢，我也跟着它跑来跑去。
Putting it to sleep in a little box.
晚上呢，我会把它放在一个小盒子里，让它睡觉。
Getting pooped on while cradling it in my arms.
有一次呢，我把它就捧在手上玩的时候呢，这个小鸡都在我的手上拉屎。
Watching it fall asleep as I was watching the TV also.
有的时候呢，我一边看电视，一边看着这个小鸡睡着了。
As I was brought back to this particular time, as I was preparing this passage,
当我在准备这篇讲道的时候
I just realized that I did remember a lot of these beautiful, enjoyable moments with the little purple chick.
我忽然意识到，原来我和这个紫色的小鸡曾经度过了那么一段美妙的时光。
And because the week with the little purple chick was so memorable,
正是因为和他度过的这一周的时间是这么记忆犹新。
That the sense of loss when it came time to say goodbye was equally memorable.
那么当我要离开那个城市，要不得不向这个小鸡说再见的时候，那个时刻也让我是终生难忘的。
For a little boy,
对于一个小男孩来说
，It was difficult to grapple with the fact that I would never see this little purple chick again.
就是我还那个时候我还不能够。理解这个概念，就是说我这辈子再也见不到这只鸡了。
Because it had died on the day of my departure.
因为很不幸，就是我离开那个城市的时候，那一天也是这只小鸡死的时候。
The pinch of the loss was real.
这种就是一种失去一个东西的这种揪心的感觉是非常真实的。
And even, you know, 30 years later, as I was writing this story, I still felt that pinch.
即使是30年后的今天，当我写这篇讲道的时候，我仍然感到那种当初失去他的时候的那种痛。
Initially, I asked my mom to help me search for the picture that I had with the little chick in my hand, and we took a picture.
我其实还请我的妈妈找那个老照片，有一张就是说我捧着这个紫色的小鸡来照的一张照片。
She couldn't find it.
但是她没有找到。
But online, I found this picture, and it really was very similar to how that feeling was.
我在网上找到了这张照片，它也确实很像那只小鸡，让我重温那种感情。
And so that sense of loss would be even clearer if you could interview the tears that flowed.
如果那天你看到我为这只鸡流的眼泪的话，你就更能够体会到我的那种心里的痛。
That was my first vivid memory of the bitter, bitter taste of death and finality.
那一天是我第一次这么强烈的体会到什么叫失去，还体会到死亡的对人的这种冲击。
It is a loss that is irrecoverable.
这种失去是一种无法恢复的。
And even for a little person or a young person, that fact was recognizable.
即使对于一个小男孩来说，这种感情的强烈也让我就是可以让我体会到这样强烈的感受。
And as if my entire system just went into protective mode.
就好像当时呢，我的整个身体就处于一种保护状态。
Unable to then process what it means to have something dear be gone and never coming back.
因为那个时候，我还没法消化这样的信息，就是说，一个你感觉这么亲近的东西，但是你要从此永远的和它再见了。
The tears were my last memories.
我所流的泪就是我最后的记忆。
I cannot recall what happened after I found out that it had died.
我都不记得我后来发现这只鸡真的死了，那个时候我的反应是什么。
But I do with quite a number of the pleasant memories that I've shared with you earlier.
但是我一直铭记着和这个小鸡度过的那些快乐的时光，那些印象。
And so for any of us who have experienced loss.
所以对于我们中间的任何一个人，如果你曾经经历过什么叫失去。
And a pinch of the loss that is irrecoverable.
你就会体会到失去那个宝贵的东西的时候，你的那种心被揪紧的那种痛，真的是让你很难恢复。
I think we can all say that yes, the disintegration of something good does bring with it a sting.
所以我们不得不承认，就是说你越是珍爱某一个东西，当你失去它的时候，那种痛苦就越发强烈。
And oh, the sting of an end to something pleasant.
当你失去一个美好的记忆，当一个美好的记忆要终结的时候，也会带来一种很深的痛苦。
Oh, the sting of death.
所以还有这种死亡所带来的这种刺痛。
Life was not meant to be pierced by death.
其实生命并不是注定要被这种死亡穿透的。
Our lives were not meant to taste the bitterness of brokenness and separation.
神创造我们的生命也不是为了让我们去体会失去和死亡的这种破碎，这种痛苦。
We were not created by God for wickedness and rebellion.
神造我们也不是为了让我们要败坏或者去叛逆。
We were created for joy in God and worship of God.
我们被造本来是为了与神同行敬拜神的这种喜乐。
Yet,
但是
sin did enter into creation by our choice to love ourselves over loving God.
因着我们选择了爱自己多过爱神，罪就因此进入这个世界。
Sin did enter into creation by our choice to listen to our own thoughts.Rather than to listen to God's instruction.
因着我们总是听我们自己的需求，而不是去听神的指示，所以罪进入到我们中间。
Sin did enter into creation by our choice to walk over our, to walk on our own over walking with God.
当我们选择走自己的路，而不是与神同行的时候，罪就进入到这个世界中。
And especially for Christians who are growing in faith of God.
特别是对一个在耶稣基督里他的信心不断成长的基督徒来说，
We grow in sensitivity to the reality of sin.
我们成长的过程中，我们对罪也就越发的敏感。
And with sin comes death.
和罪同来的就是死亡。
True to God's word.
神的话是信实的。
When you eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you will certainly die.
当你吃分别善恶树的果子的那一天，你就要死。
The body undergoes decay on the one hand that it wasn't supposed to go through.
一方面，我们的肉体一天天的衰残。
And on the other critical hand,
而更重要的一方面
，the soul breaks apart from the fellowship with God who is life.
我们的灵魂离开了神，而这个神是生命的源头。
And apart from God.
离开神
Every breath that we humans take is a march toward a determination of all things good.
离开神的时候，我们的每一次呼吸就是离我们最终的那种生命的终结接近了一步。
Rather than continuing in the fullness of blessings,
不是说因着神我们的生命可以连绵不断。
When we are apart from God.
当我们离开神的时候
，We find that our hearts are given over to other things in life.
我们发现我们的心被世界上的其他的东西所掳去。
And none of these things will ever last.
而所有的这些东西没有一样是永恒的。
Apart from God.
如果没有神的话。
And we all know it.
我们都知道这一点。
And we all hate it.
我们也都恨这个事实。
Even if you are not a God believer.
即使你不信神
We do a lot of things to put off death.
我们做很多的事是为了推迟死亡
And even for those of us who have contemplated suicide.
对于一些人他们甚至尝试过自杀
We know that we would think that way because that is the end. We know it.
是因为我们知道好像自杀就是最后的终结它好像可以解决很多事
If we look around in the world,
如果我们是往四周看一看
There are all these different delay tactics.
你会发现有很多很多推迟死亡的这样的策略
We're hoping to push back death with medical advancements.
我们希望借着医学的进步我们可以推迟死亡
Only to find out that even doctors will contract cancer.
然后我们会发现即使是那些医生他们也会死于癌症
We're trying to push back death with fitness.
我们也希望通过健身来推迟死亡。
But even fitness instructors will have injuries.
但是即使是那些个你健身的教练，他们也会有很多的受伤。
We try to delay this onslaught of aging with lots of skincare.
我们也愿意用各种各样的护肤品来推迟这种衰老。
Only to find out that wrinkles will still show up.
然后呢，你会发现，不管你用再好的护肤品，皱纹还是会出现的。
And we also have this hoarder mentality.
我们也有一个另外的一种这种思想。
That okay, fine. We cannot win the war in death.
就是说我们知道我们不可能真正的战胜死亡。
But maybe we can win some of these battles.
但是我们可能会赢得一些战役。
So before death would set in.
所以在死亡之前。
We try to gain as much possessions.
我们愿意积累越来越多的财富。
We try to establish financial security.
我们愿意让我们的经济上安枕无忧。
We try to increase the accolades on our resumes.
我们也愿意让我们的简历上有越来越多的荣耀。
We even fight to retire early so that before death sets in, we could have the pleasure of life for as long as we can.
我们也不断地推迟退休的时间，以便在死亡来临之前，我们有越来越多的活跃的这种活动。
We are doing a lot to try to push back the inevitable arrival of the day of the final breath.
是的，我们真的是想尽了办法，为了推迟那不可避免的那一刻的来临。
Because we know that we cannot reverse death.
因为我们知道我们无法逆转死亡。
We know that we cannot escape death.
我们知道我们无法逃脱死亡。
And we know that we are finite and helpless against the sting of death.
我们也知道在死亡的毒钩面前，我们是有限的，我们是无助的。
Apart from God,
离开神，
there can be no return back to the life that continues in joy and worship of God.
那么我们就无法让这个与神同在的这种喜乐延续下去。
And so it is God who promises the return back to such a joyful, worshipful life.
是唯有靠着神，他才可以承诺并且给我们一个与神同在的永恒。
God pronounced that there will come one out of humanity.
神许诺了从人类中会出现这样一位。
And this one will pay the price for the cost that we have incurred with our sins.
而这一位将会为所有人类的罪付上代价。
That God's work against death, sin, and evil through this someone will be complete.
神借的这一位可以战胜死亡，战胜邪恶，有一天这个都会实现的。
But in the same pronouncement, God tells us that the victory will come by way of pain and suffering.
但是同时，神也告诉我们，这个胜利，战胜死亡、邪恶的胜利，不是没有代价的。
Because God says.The offspring of the woman will crush the head of the serpent, and the serpent will strike his heel.
因为神预言到，女人的后裔将要击碎你的头，而你要伤她的脚跟。
And so it was on the cross.
所以就是在十字架上。
By the wounds of his stricken body.
通过他的伤痕。
That Jesus crushed death brought on by sin.
耶稣把罪所带来的这种死亡彻底的粉碎了。
And he crushed evil that is of Satan.
而且他也战胜了撒旦的邪恶。
We were dying in our sins.
我们是在我们的过犯罪孽中死去。
So Jesus died for our sins.
所以耶稣为我们的罪而死。
We were helpless against our sins.
对于我们的罪，我们没有办法。
So Jesus became helpless against all the sin that was born on him.
所以耶稣他站出来帮助我们战胜这个罪。
So that in the end we will have strength to overcome.
所以最终我们也会有战胜这一切的力量。
By his death on the cross came the death of our sin.
耶稣在十字架上的死也使我们的罪死在那里。
By his death on the cross,
因着他十字架上的死
came the death of our apartness from God.
也就使得我们与神分离的这种状况结束了。
As Paul says to the Roman church,
就像使徒保罗对罗马教会所说的
and exhorts us,
他使我们，他高举了我们。
For we know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with.That we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been set free from sin.
保罗说道，因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪生灭绝， 叫我们不再做罪的奴仆，因为已死的人是脱离了罪。
As we step into John 20,
当我们回到约翰福音第二十章，
We're stepping into that moment where there is the old reality and the new reality.
我们就进入一个新旧不同的状况的那个交界点。
In fact, we're stepping into a whole new chapter of humanity.
我们也就此进入了人类的一个崭新的篇章。
Because each breath is no longer a definitive march toward a terminal separation from God.
因为现在开始，我们的每一次呼吸不是离那个最终的灭亡更接近。
For all whose faith in Jesus Christ is a living, functioning faith,
对于任何一个在基督里活泼的、有功能的信仰。
Then eternal communion rather than eternal separation with God shall be the new reality.
就是一个和神永远同在的这样的一个状况，取代了一个过去与神永远隔绝的状况。
And all because Jesus the Christ, who was crucified, is now raised to life.
而这一切的发生的原因，就是说那个被钉十字架的耶稣，他复活了。
He is alive.
他活了。
So we are alive.
所以我们也活过来。
He has accomplished and ushered in an incredible reversal of loss.
所以耶稣把一个注定的失去，他彻底的扭转过来。
First came the tomb without a body.
首先呢是一个没空的坟墓。
And these sent shockwaves through the community of disciples.
这就在这个使者中间，好像就发出了一个这样的冲击波。
The first wave hit Mary Magdalene.
第一波的这个冲击呢，是在是在马大拉的玛利亚身上。
We are told that she arrived early in the morning while it was still dark.
我们读到当天还黑的时候，这个玛利亚呢就来到了坟墓边。
And John was telling us how she was feeling that day with the description also of the darkness of the setting.
约翰也描述了他早上来的时候的那个情形，天还是蒙蒙亮的。
And certainly she was expecting soldiers to be guarding the tomb.
他其实是在预计会看到守坟墓的那些士兵。
But imagine the shock that welcomed her.
但是大家可以想象一下他所感到的那种震惊。
Because the heavily guarded tomb is now abandoned and left open.
因为本来应该是重兵把守的坟墓，现在一个人都没有，而且是开着的。
In the Gospel by Matthew tells us that the tomb was heavily guarded.
在马太福音中，他曾经介绍过是有很多罗马兵来守着这个坟墓。
So that the disciples will not sneak in and steal the body.
他们守这个坟墓的目的是避免耶稣的门徒悄悄地进来把尸体偷走。
So imagine walking up and seeing the rock that has been rolled away.
所以想想玛利亚过去的时候，发现那个挡住坟墓的那个大石头被滚开了。
And it might be good news to not see the soldiers.
对他来说，看不见这些士兵，也许是一个好消息。
And he'd be excited to say, "Oh, I can get to the body of Christ."
所以他会想，没有人守的话，我可以真正的去到耶稣的尸体身边。
Only to find out that is not there.
但是他发现。尸体不在那里。
It is a lot of emotional transitions during that time.
可以想象他的心里边有很多的这种情感的这种征战。
And Apostle John tells us that she was bewildered.
使徒约翰告诉我们，他是感觉到很迷惑。
Because she went running to the disciples, Simon as well as John.
因为他发现这个事实之后，他马上就跑回到使徒约翰和彼得那里。
So with this first shockwave that hit her.There's a second shockwave that went to Apostle Peter as well as Apostle John.
所以这个第一波冲击先是到玛利亚身上，然后传到了约翰和彼得身上。
Having heard what Mary had said,
他们听到玛丽所说的是
they have taken the Lord out of the tomb and we don't know where they have put him.
他说他们把我们的主挪走了，我找不到他。
So they dashed.
所以这两个人也跑到坟墓那里去。
They made the mad dash for the tomb, which was not quite an empty tomb.
所以他们急忙忙地跑到坟墓那里，发现这个坟墓并不是空无一物。
Because equally odd as a tomb without a dead body is the presence of the burial cloths of the dead body, without the dead body.
就是和这个没有尸体的空坟墓同样让人惊异的是他发现了那个裹尸布还在那里。
So yeah, the tomb was empty of the dead body.
所以坟墓是空的，没有死尸。
But that it still contained some remnants from the burial.
但他还有一些就是埋葬的时候所留下来的那个布。
And very possibly Apostle John stopped because he saw the linens.
很可能这个使徒约翰他就停下来，因为他看到了那个裹尸的那种细麻布。
Not because he dare not go in.
不是因为他不敢进去。
Or that he didn't want to go in.
或者是他不愿意进去。
But that the scene that greeted him stopped him in his steps.
而是因为他所看到的让他非常震惊，让他停下来要细看。
That his mind is now churning to think what is going on.
所以他的思想是在很快的运转，就说到底发生了什么。
A heavily guarded tomb left open.
一个重兵把守的坟墓现在是空的。
A tomb without a corpse.
坟墓里边没有尸体。
A tomb with only the two burial cloths still in their correct positions relative to each other.
而这个裹尸布和那个裹头的那个头巾还在那里，而且是在这个正确的位置。
Burial cloths are moved but without a body.
这个裹尸布没有动，但是尸体却不见了。
You might think what's with all the details.
大家会奇怪为什么要给这么多的细节描写。
And in the Bible, when we are given such an extensive amount of details, it means that the author really wants us to look at the details.
当圣经中给出这么细的描写的时候，是因为作者真的是想让大家细细的来研究这些细节。
Especially something seemingly as insignificant as we might think as burial cloth.
因为对我们来说，可能这个裹尸布是一个不太愿意去多想的东西。
For all the description given to these physical details, it tells us that that left a strong impression in the mind of Apostle John.
他这么细致的描写是说明他在使徒约翰的心里确实是留下了非常深的印象。
It also left a strong impression in the mind of Apostle Peter.
也说明对使徒彼得留下了很深的印象。
Because on the one hand, it's undeniable that a body was there.
因为一方面这个裹尸布确实的证明了曾经有个尸体在那里。
This is not an unused tomb. This is a used tomb.
这并不是一个没有埋葬过死人的坟墓，它是被用过了。
But on the other hand, it's also undeniable that the body is no longer there.
但是另一方面来说，不可否认的就是尸体不见了。
And how is it that if someone was to take away the body, that the burial cloths are left in the way that they're supposed to be if there was a body?
那么就很奇怪的是，怎么可能尸体不见了，而那个裹尸体的这些细麻布还在它原来的位置，原来的样式。
And so there in the tomb lies the first indication that a new reality is at play.
所以这个坟墓里所发生的一件事就是告诉我们一个新的事情出现了。
For us who are looking back at this moment, we say, yeah, that confirms it.
我们今天回头来看的时候会知道，哦，这件事是证明了所发生的事。
But if we are to place ourselves in the positions of the first century, of the first disciples,
但是如果假想我们就是那个去到坟墓里的那些使徒，
then it only tells us that something is at work that is very different.
那个时候你的感受就是说有一些事发生了，这些事是让你无法想象的，但是它确确实实的在运行着。
And for us, we can say that this is the first indication that death no longer has the final say.
就是我们可以说在那个时刻他们也许会认识到死亡并不是有那个最终的发言权的。
The corpseless tomb declares the arrival of life to the fullest in Jesus Christ.
在这里这个空的坟墓就证实了耶稣是那个把生命完完全全的再带回来的人。
No longer dead, but alive.
他不再是死的，而是复活了。
Death is now emptied out, for life is filling life out. Death is emptied out.
这个死亡被除去了。
And our lives will now be filled with life.
哦，我们的生命中现在被注入了更多的力量。
And in verse 8, it tells us that Apostle John saw and believed.
在第八节就描述到，约翰看到了，他就信了。
that even though he does not understand from Scripture that there will be the resurrection of Christ.
虽然那个时候他并不明白通过经文预言耶稣必须要复活。
But for Apostle John, he said that is the only reasonable explanation that Jesus is no longer dead.
但是对约翰来说，那个空坟墓对他来说就是最好的证明，耶稣一定是复活了。
Because who else would have wanted the corpse?
因为谁会愿意去偷那个尸体呢？
Where are those who wanted to secure the corpse from theft?
那些守的这些坟墓，避免门徒偷走尸体的那些兵又在哪里呢？
Again, why the linens?
而且最重要的，为什么有那些细麻布在那里？
So after these two shock waves that had hit the disciples,
当这头两波这种冲击过去之后，
came the shock waves of the multiple appearances of the living person Jesus.
就来了更多次的复活的耶稣向大家显现。
In the morning, they were wondering where did the body go.
在早上的时候，他们在奇怪说，哎，这个尸体哪里去了？
And by evening, Jesus, here I am.
到晚上的时候，耶稣就出现了，我在这里。
These appearances are affirmations that a new reality is at play.
所以所有的这些就是证实了一个新的现实，一个新的规则出现了，在运作着。
That really death no longer had the final say.
最重要的就是说，死亡不再是那个最后有最后发言权的。
Jesus is alive and lives just as he said he would.
耶稣复活了，而且他就像他所预言的那样。
Because Jesus had said, "Destroy this temple, and I'll raise it again in 3 days."
因为耶稣以前就说过，你们拆毁这殿，我三日内要再建立起来。
And he had spoken of his resurrected body as the temple.
他是把他复活的身体比作那个殿。
So he is the one who says he will come back, and he did come back.
所以他预言了说他会再回来，他也确实复活了。
And his first appearance was amazingly to Mary Magdalene.
就是很奇妙的，他第一次复活是显给马大拉的玛利亚看。
And we see that what kind of reversal of loss into joy it was.
我们也看到那个玛利亚她那种整个情绪的那种截然不同的变化。
Because we're told that Mary in the Bible is translated crying.
因为在圣经中，她翻译的玛利的当时的表现是她一直是在哭的。
So in when we read that, we might think, "Oh, it might be, my Lord, something like that."
我们读的时候，我们会感觉它只是一种抽泣，一种伤心而已。
Or even the Hollywood styled, right? Just a dab, and you still, you know, you got to keep your dignity, kind of cry.
或者就像那种好莱坞的影片里边，他只是把眼角擦一擦，好像一边悲伤，一边还是很有尊严、很有自制的。
But the word that John described is wailing.
但是约翰用的那个哭那个词其实是那种大声的哭泣。
In modern day terms, it's called ugly cry.
用我们今天的话说就是那种很稀里哗啦的那种哭。
Because the sense of the tearing apart, the body being gone, all of that is hitting Mary really, really, really hard.
因为可以想象耶稣死了，而且他就那样草草的埋葬，所有的这些对玛丽来说对他是一种很大的震撼，很大的伤痛。
And Apostle John emphasizes by using that same word 4 times to describe Mary.
约翰呢用了这个就是大声的哭用了4次来形容当时玛丽的这种反应。
And for crying, yes, there can be the sense of loss.
当他哭的时候，他就是反映了他的这种失去。
But we also know that the women went to the tomb to complete the burial for Jesus, to give him whatever dignity he has left after the crucifixion.
但是玛利亚他们去那个坟墓呢，也是想要把这个葬礼完成，使得耶稣基督有一个很合适的、很合宜的这种安葬。
So she cannot bear the thought that her rabbi is now so violated, even in death.
所以这个玛丽她会很生气，因为她的主已经死了，而她的尸体好像还要遭受人们的这种不敬的这种对待。
And when she was asked by the angels or asked by Jesus whom she did not recognize, her answer showed her heart for Jesus.
所以当那个天使，当基督来问她的时候，他的回答就反映了他当时的心情。
To the angel, she expressed this anguish at the thought that the Lord had been violated.
所以对于天使的回答，就表现出他对这种耶稣的尸体不在了，他的那种愤慨。
That the crucified Christ cannot be given a proper burial.
被钉了十字架的主，甚至连一个妥善的安葬都没有。
And when Jesus asked her, "Who is it you are looking for?"
而当耶稣问他说，你在找谁呢？
Her answer actually expressed this desire to be close to the cross, whatever it takes.
她的回答就表明说，她愿意不付出任何代价再见到耶稣的尸体。
Certainly to complete the burial.
她的目的就是要把这个安葬妥善的结束。
But maybe just to be close to the body, even if it is dead.
也有可能呢，她只是想挨近主的尸体，即使他已经死了。
Because the sting of the loss was still too great.
因为那个时候，这种失去这么一个好老师，这么主的这种伤痛感太强烈了。
This new reality is now washing over her.
但是现在一个新的事实把他使他焕然一新。
Because in the shortest of exchanges, came the greatest of change.
他和耶稣之间是非常简短的一个问答，但是同时也是最有意义的一个问答。
Mary called her Miriam.
耶稣叫她玛利亚。
Jesus called her Miriam.
耶稣叫她说玛利亚。
And that is the dear personal name in her language.
耶稣是用她所最亲近的这种语言来喊她的。
And we are told that Mary went from the wailing to the crying aloud, Rabboni.
而玛利亚就从她的哭忽然欢喜地叫出来，老师阿巴尼。
From the depths of anguish came the heights of joy.
从那种死亡的那种沉痛，忽然转向了一种复活的那种欢欣快乐。
But speaking in Aramaic, it tells us that moment was so intimate.
他这个时候转用希伯来文，就表明了他有一种很亲近的这种感觉出来了。
And this sense of loss was incredibly reversed.
而他这种本来是一种失去的伤痛被完全的逆转。
The new reality of the resurrected Christ is ushered in.
耶稣复活的这种事实现在进入到他的头脑中。
There is now the restored presence of the Lord.
现在耶稣的同在重建了。
There is the restored joy in the Lord.
因着在耶稣里边，他的这种喜乐也重新建立起来。
And the joy of this new reality will not be contained only to Mary.
而这种耶稣复活所带来的喜悦，并不是仅仅限制在玛利亚的身上。
Because she would then go to the apostles and say, "I have seen the Lord."
因为他就马上跑到其他的门徒中，对他们说，我看见主了。
What a reversal in the news that Mary brings.
这个玛利带来的消息是带来怎样的翻转啊？
Because before she would say, "They have taken the Lord's body."
因为在之前他是说，哦。有人把主的尸体带走了。
And now the second time she says, "I have seen the Lord."
而下一次她说对他们说，我看到了主。
It is the absolute reversal of loss.
这是一个失去的一个完全的翻转。
And this pronouncement truly is another affirmation that this new reality is kicking in.
所以她的这种反应的不同，也再一次确定了一个新的现实现在开始了。
And for the other disciples, they went from fear to joy.
而对于其他的门徒来说，他们的反应是由惧怕变成了喜乐。
Because in verse 20, we are told that the disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord.
因为在第二十节，我们也看到其他的使徒们听到这个消息，他们也是非常非常的快乐。
They were hiding in fear.
他们本来是因为害怕而藏起来的。
For who knows if they will be the next ones to be persecuted?
因为谁知道下一个被钉十字架的人会是谁呢？
And they have also lost the leader that they have been following.
他们失去了他们的带领者。
But now they saw the Lord.
但是现在他们看到了神。
What a tremendous reversal!
这是一个多么巨大的翻转啊！
And it was no hallucination because Jesus showed the disciples his hands and side.
而这个并不是一个幻想，因为耶稣亲自的把他的身体显现给他们看。
Telling us that it's definitively a physical person.
就是耶稣是实实在在的，他的肉身出现在门徒面前。
And Jesus speaks with the disciples with peace be with you.
耶稣对这些门徒说，愿你们平安。
And he said that twice to the disciples. To emphasize that he is bringing that total wellness that God intends to give to his people.
也就表明了他是真的把神所许诺给人的这种平安真实的带了回来。
Because Jesus has promised peace to his disciples.
因为耶稣曾经向他的门徒们许诺过他们会平安。
And now these words, these promises are endorsed by the resurrection.
而现在因着他的复活所有的这些许诺都实现了。
He said he will come back alive.
他说他会活着再回来。
And he did.
他确实做到了。
And for one who will not be held back by death,
而对于一个死亡都无法拘禁的人，
it demonstrates that he has authority and power.
这就表明了耶稣有着胜过死亡的权势。
And so the promise of peace, they are not mere words or wishful thinking.
所以愿你们平安不仅仅是一个一厢情愿的一个虚假的承诺。
In John 14, Jesus tells his disciples, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you." I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid.
所以在约翰福音第14章，他说到：“我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们。我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁。”
And in chapter 16, it is recorded that Jesus tells the disciples, "Very truly I tell you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve.” But your grief will turn to joy.
在约翰福音16章，作者也写道，我实实在在的告诉你们，你们将要痛哭哀嚎，世人倒要喜乐；你们将要忧愁，然而你们的忧愁要变为喜乐。
And at this very, very moment,
在这个时刻
，when the disciples have seen the risen Lord,
当那个门徒们看到复活的耶稣
，they are not afraid.
他们不再害怕了。
Their grief has turned into joy.
他们的悲伤转换成了喜乐。
And this continues to build to a climax by the time Jesus appeared to Thomas a week later.
而这个喜乐呢，不断的加温加温，一直到他八天以后重新向多马显现的时候，达到了高潮。
And with Thomas,
对于多马来说
，It's not only that the joy in the Lord is restored.
不仅仅是耶稣复活了，他的喜乐重新建立起来。
But there's now the deepened worship of Jesus Christ, God the Son.
他又有一个更深的对神的儿子耶稣的这样的一个敬拜。
Because Thomas calls out to Jesus, "My Lord and my God."
因为多马对着耶稣喊出来，我的主，我的神。
This is all that was needed to say that I worship you.
这就等于同时在说，我们一起来敬拜你。
Not simply I'm learning from you, but I worship you.
不仅仅是说你是一个老师，我向你学习，而是说你是神，我来敬拜你。
Not having for you to do something for me, but I give myself to you.
不是说你要为我做什么，而是我把我全人献给你。
And it is a glimpse to the incredible reversal of the tragic loss of worship in the hearts of man because of sin.
这也就是说，因为罪而导致人在这种痛苦失败中的人，我们在这里有一个心态的完全的翻转。
That Jesus is not just a good teacher or good person.
耶稣不仅仅是一个好的老师，一个好人而已。
But that he is divine, he is God.
他是神。
And this new reality accomplished and ushered in by the resurrected Christ continue to wash over the once dejected disciples.
所以本来是灰心丧气的这么一帮门徒，因着耶稣的复活，他们重新鼓舞，重新振作，喜乐。
Because they know that their Lord did die, but was no longer dead.
因为他们确实的知道，他们的主曾经是死了，但他不再是死的。
He has come to life.
他复活了。
And so they too will come to life.
他们也会跟着复活。
And the good news of the living person of Jesus.
耶稣活过来这样的一个好消息。
This living Jesus,
这个活着活生生的耶稣
who is proclaimed as the Lord and God,
他被人们宣称为是主是神
continues to wash over any and all of his disciples with this new reality.
不断地把这个新的这么一个现实传播给他的门徒们。
That he is alive.
他复活了。
So we are alive.
所以我们也活过来。
And we will be more and more alive.
我们会越来越活泼。
When we acknowledge and submit to Him more and more as the risen Lord who has authority.
如果我们越来越深的把他当作那个复活的主去爱他去敬拜他
and we'll become more and more alive
我们也会越来越有一个活泼的生命
when we know him more and more as the risen Lord who continues to reach into our lives with compassion and loving kindness
如果我们知道我们的主是那个活着的而且他用同情他用恩典来不断的来教导我们的神
That this particular chapter tells us that we need to acknowledge and submit to Him as the Lord, as the risen Lord with authority.
所以我们在这里要认识到我们的主是一个复活的主，而且他是有权柄的。
And the more we have that acknowledgement and submission, the more we'll come alive.
我们越多的了解这一点，我们就会有越成熟的生命。
Because with the resurrection, the full extent of His lordship becomes clear.
因为因着他的复活，他就是成为一个王，成为一个君王的这个现实就会越来越清晰。
That this is one who has mastery over death.
因为这是一个战胜了死亡的人。
The Lord has the most definitive say over life.
所以他因为他战胜了死亡，他对我们该如何活就有更多的发言权。
Because he has conquered even the seemingly most definitive termination known as death.
因为他是战胜了那个看起来是人类无法避免的终结，就是死亡。
A brother has shared before.
一位弟兄曾经这样分享。
For a Lord who is able to silence the raging sea.
对于一个可以平静风浪的主。
Do you not listen to this Lord?
你难道可以不听他吗
？And now this Lord has crushed even death.
而这个时候，这位主甚至把死亡都击碎了，击败了。
Will we not submit to his authority?
难道我们不应该遵从他的权柄吗
？Knowing too that this was done out of his love for us.
而且我们知道他所成就的，他所行的这一切是因着他爱我们。
From the example of Mary Magdalene.
从这个马大拉的玛利亚身上。
She has regarded Jesus as her Lord.
她把耶稣看作是她的主。
But she's also in the process of learning what it means to call her my Lord.
但是她也在这个过程中来学习。什么是意味着说他称耶稣为主
？Because it has yet to click in her mind that this Lord who defied death will defy our personal definitions.
因为他会慢慢的明白，这个战胜了死亡的主，他也会来纠正我们对他的一些偏见。
The Lord who will not be bound by death will not be bound by our personal expectations of who Jesus should be and what he should do.
死亡没有办法拘禁我们的主耶稣那么我们对他的一些错误的认知或者是说我们希望他为我们做什么我们所有的这些也没有办法来限制我们的主的作为
It's not what we say that matters but what he says that matters
我们说什么没有关系是神说什么才是有最终的发言权
And submitting to his lordship would be to say what he says of himself
我们就是完全的降服在主面前，也就是要接受主所说的他是谁。
If we have anything to say of Jesus the Christ,
如果我们想要说耶稣到底是谁的话
，then it has to be what he has said of himself.
那么必须是用耶稣他自己的描述。
And understandably, when Mary saw Jesus, she having experienced that sense of loss, she wanted him to stay.
所以可以想象当玛利亚经受了失去耶稣的这个过程现在看到复活的主她恨不得抱住他让他不要再离开
But Jesus tells her, do not cling to me.
但是耶稣对他说你先不要来摸我
或者紧抓着我不放
对或者紧抓着
in Chinese the translation is don't touch me
因为中文的好像是说不要来摸我
But really the meaning isI still have more work to do, so don't hold on to me. Let me go.
所以是，但是更贴切的翻译就是说，我还有别的工作要做，所以不要这样紧抓着我不放。
Because Jesus says he still needs to ascend.
因为耶稣说他还要升天。
That this resurrection is only the beginning of his ascension into kingship.
他的复活仅仅是他高升成为君王的第一步。
And that there will come this new form of interaction with Jesus as the Lord.
他和他的信徒之间将有一种新的互动的模式，就是他是主。
That there will be no longer this physical presence to interact with the Lord.
主不会再是一个肉身在我们中间，让我们可以和他互动。
But later, as he explains to Thomas or says to Thomas,
接下来耶稣向多马说。
Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have seen and yet have believed.
就是你是因为看见了才信我，那么那些没看见就信的人有福了。
This is a twofold statement.
这是一个有两个层面的一个陈述。
Telling Thomas yes, this is in fact not necessarily a rebuke for Thomas.
一方面就是对多马说。就是说他并不是在责备他。
It could be to affirm Thomas' sense of reality.
他是在肯定那个多马对他的这种触觉这种触摸。
That it is fine that as Jesus was present that he could ask to touch Jesus.
就是说当耶稣还肉身还在的时候你去摸他这是可以的。
But Jesus is also declaring this coming reality.
但是耶稣也是在宣称一个将要到来的现实。
For the generations of believers who will rise up but without seeing Jesus.
对于后来的世代，他们没有机会见到耶稣复活的身体。
That after the ascension, Jesus will not be seen but can still be known.
等到耶稣升天之后，我们看不见他，但是我们还是可以来了解他。
And Jesus says that believing in the resurrection is still possible.
所以耶稣就是说相信复活还是可能的
without, the resurrected body, without touching the resurrected body it is still possible to believe in the resurrection
即使我们没有机会去亲手摸一摸他复活的身体但是我们还是有可能来相信耶稣的复活
because now the belief will come through the words proclaimed by the disciples
因为他的复活的事实可以通过门徒的宣扬来传给大家
because Jesus is callingfor a time that belief will be based not on sight or touch but by the messages that the disciples bring.
因为耶稣是在预言将有一个世代我们不是通过看见或者摸到才相信他的复活而是通过门徒所宣扬的信息我们可以接受他复活的事实。
So when we call on Jesus as our Lord and Savior,
当我们称耶稣是我们的主是我们的救主的时候
when we worship him as our God,
我们是在把他当作神来敬拜他吗?
When we proclaim him to have raised from the dead,
当我们宣称他从死中复活,
does Jesus have the definitive say over our lives?
那么耶稣是不是对我们的生命有那个最终的发言权?
Do we take seriously what Jesus has instructed Thomas and then elaborated by John?
我们是不是把耶稣首先告给多马,后来是使徒约翰更加详细阐述的这些话,我们也可以传播出去
that we are blessed if and when our faith in Jesus is strengthened the more we are immersed in the words of the disciples
当我们越来越深的沉浸在他的门徒的话语中的时候我们对神的了解也会越来越加增
it is by the messages that is proclaimed they are proclaimed by the disciples that we are, that we come more and more alive
是我们借着使徒的这些话语我们的生命越来越活泼起来。
That our understanding must be informed and transformed by Scripture.
我们的生命必须是被这个经文所影响，同时也被它来让它来更新我们。
And at the same time, we will come more and more alive. The more we know Him as the risen Lord who has compassion and loving kindness toward us.
当我们越来越知道他是那个复活的主而他对我们有这样的爱和这样的怜悯的时候我们对他的爱和了解也会越来越增强
Because in John's writing he tells us that the different types of personalities will not stop Jesus from reaching out to them
因为在这个约翰的描述中我们看到不同人的个性不会使得耶稣好像无法去接近他
To the spiritually sensitive John
对于这个灵性非常敏感的约翰
Jesus left him the burial cloth to lead him into the trust that his beloved Lord has risen from the dead.
耶稣让他细看那个裹尸的细麻布让他认识到他的主复活了
To Mary Magdalene who was languishing in her anguish.
而对于那个在曾经在痛苦中的马大拉的玛利亚
Jesus appeared to her first.
耶稣第一个向她显现
addressed her by her name.
亲自叫他的名字
and bestowed upon her the first mission as the honor to be the first missionary to proclaim the resurrection of her beloved Lord.
让他成为第一个传教士，到去向门徒们宣扬主复活了。
For anyone who says that Christians are against some sort of a dignity in womanhood, they do not know the Christ that we know. For anyone who says that Christians do not I even can't. do not recognize any sort of dignity in womanhood. They do not know the Christ that we know.
如果一个人说好像妇女就是不是那么重要的，那么耶稣这里的显现就是完全可以扭转你的观点。
And to the disciples congregating in fear.
而对于那些因为惧怕而聚在一起的门徒们，
Jesus brought them great joy and blessed them with the peace that was in him.
耶稣给他们带来的最大的喜悦，而且给了他们平安。
To Thomas, who requested a very, very realistic evidence of a resurrection.
而对于那个多疑的托马，多马，他非要摸一摸才肯信。
Jesus did not swoop in to sass him.
耶稣没有说是好像把他置之不理。
But that Jesus returned for the faith of Thomas to be built up.
而是耶稣再次回来让他摸一摸，然后重建他的信心。
For his soul to be in stirring worship.
让他的灵可以更强的来敬拜。
And that when he said we will die alongside with Jesus, he did go all the way into India and did die for the Lord.
而当那个多马后来就是去了印度传教，为主来殉道。
And if we are to read further on in John 21,
如果我们继续读约翰福音第二十一章。
Then we know that Peter, who has the burden of betrayal on his shoulders,
我们会看到那个彼得因为不认主，他有一个很深的负疚感。
The Lord reached out to him and gently but surely restored him to faith.
而耶稣就是很亲切的、很温和的去到他那里，重建他的信心。
That Peter was restored by the one who he betrayed.
彼得是被那个曾经被他出卖过的背叛过的主重建了。
Where do you find yourself in this compassion story that God has given us?
当我们看着主他充满怜悯的对待不同样的人的时候，你的位置在哪里？
Where do you find yourself in the compassionate work that God is doing in our lives?
在这个世界里边，神的怜悯也注入到中间，你又是在其中扮演一个什么样的角色？
Is he shut out of our lives?
他是沉默了吗？
Shut out of our lives.
是我们的主会好像彻底的从我们的生命中消失吗？
Or most welcomed into our lives.
还是说我们敞开心扉愿意接受他？
Or do we say, there's the guest room, you can stay there.
我们是对主说
But not the whole house.
我们是对主说，哦，这儿有间客房，你可以在那里待着，但是我们整个家你不可以来做主。
When we call Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior,
当我们称我们的耶稣是我们的主，我们的救主的时候，
When we say that he has resurrected,
当我们说他复活了，
Let us remember that Jesus does care for each and every one of his disciples.
让我们记着神是对我们中间的任何一个，每一个，他都是那样亲近的。
And let us care.For his care for us.
让我们因着他对我们的这样的爱，我们也来回应。
Let us remember the more we desire Jesus to be with us.
让我们记着，我们越强烈的希望神耶稣和我们在一起。
The more we desire Jesus to be intimate with us.
我们越发强烈的希望他和我们亲近。
The more joy is found when we are in communion with Jesus.
那么，当我们与神同行的时候，我们就会感受到更深的喜悦。
Let us not.Carelessly give up prayer.
我们不要漫不经心的就不再祷告了。
Or our devotional studies.
或者是我们的灵修。
Let us protect Sunday worship and Friday fellowship and all times with God's people as precious.
让我们把星期五的团契、星期天的敬拜都当作是一个宝贵的机会，把它让这些占有优先权。
That these are not times. These are not your options for your other.Competing against other things that we can do in life.
这并不是说和其他的事情有冲突的时候，这都是可以牺牲的。
But that when we do not treasure these times together, we know that we are not treasuring our Lord, who asks us to gather and never give up gathering.
如果我们把这些聚会都掉以轻心的话，就说明我们没有真实的，把神放在首位。
Perhaps we have never tasted the joy that is found in communion with Jesus.
如果你不把这些聚会看得很重的话，也许是因为你还没有尝到与神相交的那种甘甜。
But come back to the resurrected Lord.
这种时候回到神的耶稣的复活者。
Let us not live as if our Lord is dead.
让我们不要活着，好像说我们的神是死的，是麻木的。
But let us live knowing that He is alive.
让我们活出一种样式来，让我们向世界宣告，我们知道我们的主是活着的。
In Him we have power.
在他里面我们有力量。
But at the same time, in Him we have a King.
在他里面我们有我们的君王。
And to this King we must submit.
对这样的君王，我们必须顺服。
Yes, submit in such joy because we know that He loves us and gave Himself for us.
而且是喜乐的顺服，喜乐的顺服，因为我们知道这个君王是爱我们的。
And let us not forget that Jesus tells us what eternal life truly means.
让我们也不要忘记，耶稣真正的告诉我们什么是永生。
It is not just to have breath.
不仅仅是说你可以呼吸。
It is not just to be able to move.
也不是说你可以动来动去。
But to know God.And the one that He has sent, Jesus Christ Himself.
而真正的永生是认识独一的真神，并且认识耶稣基督。
And for all who proclaim Jesus as the risen Lord, eternal life has begun.
而对于任何一个口称耶稣是主的人来说，永生已经开始了。
Jesus is our Lord and God who is risen.
耶稣是我们的主，是我们的神，他复活了。
May Jesus, who loves us, have the definitive say over our lives.
愿耶稣对我们生命中的任何一样事，他都有那个最终的发言权。
And may we exalt the one who has crushed death.
愿我们把这个粉碎了死亡的这个神高举。
Overcome sin.
他也战胜了罪。
And exalt the one who has vanquished evil and Satan.
而且这个高举这一位。击败了邪恶的这样的君王。
And as we come to the Lord's table on the Lord's day,
现在在这个圣日，让我们一起来到主的主餐前。
Let us then give praise to our God who has saved us from death and darkness.
让我们为着我们的主把我们带离了死亡和黑暗献上感谢。
Praise Jesus who has redeemed us into light and life.
也感谢耶稣把我们带入了光明，带入了生命。
May we ask for God's grace to make us more and more alive in our Lord who loves us and gave Himself for us.
也愿我们借着祷告，让我们的生命越来越活泼。当我们认识主越来越深的时候。